Hi, thank you for calling customer support. This is Melina. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
Sure, Melina. The zip code is 60187.
Thank you, sir. Can you verify the first and last name, sir?
I don't know what you have on file, but my name is Daniel Papa, P-A-P-A.
Have you made an order?
I've never made an order with your company. I was charged on my credit card for something from your company, and I have no idea who you are or what this is or what you sell.
Okay, sir. I wasn't able to find an account with you said it was Daniel. What was the last name? Or David?
Papa.
Papa. I have a Teresa.
Yes.
Papa. Are
yes,
you familiar
that's
with?
What?
Yes,
okay. She's here with me. Yes, that's my wife.
Okay, I do see here that Ms. Teresa ordered the Iconolink skincare cream and the serum. That was shipped out on February the 9th and delivered on February the 10th. She paid $10.90 shipping and handling, and then they charged her the end-of-trial fee of $94.90 and $85.90 for the skincare cream and serum.
I didn't order any skincare cream and serum.
It's the Iconolink skincare cream. It was delivered February the 10th. It went on the MasterCard ending in 5932. That order was created on February the 5th.
Right. No, I understand it, but we never ordered that.
Okay. So you received the products though?
No.
Says it was delivered. On February the 10th.
On February the 10th?
Yes, sir.
No, well, it was never delivered to our home, so I have no idea.
Well, I can reship the product.
No, we don't want them. That's what I'm saying. We didn't order them. We don't want them. Is this going to be like a reoccurring charge also? Is this a...
What happened was whenever she saw the advertisement and then she was directed to the order page, she paid $10.90 shipping and handling, and then at the bottom of the page, it explains in the terms and conditions that you will be put in a 14-day free trial period of the product, and then if you don't call in and cancel, then they charge you the end-of-trial fees, which is the retail price for both of those products, one for the skincare cream and one for the serums. So that's that $85.90 and the $94.90 charges that you're seeing. You know, they will keep sending it until you call in and cancel and let them know that you were, you know, unsatisfied with the product. But because...
Okay, Melinda, I understand. I understand totally, but we did not order this. So someone called and ordered. We did not order it. We did not receive any of the products. So how do we go about canceling and making sure there's no other charges every month on this?
Well, I'd be happy to assist you with canceling out the account, but can I ask, does Ms. Teresa want a 35% discount to those end-of-trial fees before we do that?
No, we
never even ordered it, so I didn't even know what it is.
Yeah, we never ordered it, so we have no idea. So, but thank
is there
you, no.
someone else that may have ordered the products that you know, that
no.
lives at the house?
No, it's just the two of us in the household.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and cancel out the account. If you want to get a pen and paper ready, I will have that cancellation number for you.
Okay.
All right. I'll put you on a brief hold. Give me just one moment.
I should find out what address that you said they shipped it to.
Actually, they have our address.
So it's the same company with two different numbers.
Yeah, it's weird. Two different names, even.
Okay, sir. So I am back on the line. Do you have a pen and paper ready for that cancellation? Okay.
Yeah.
Before we go ahead and completely cancel out the account, my supervisor did want me to ask, as a courtesy, if we could offer you a 50% discount to that end of trial fee of $94.90 and $85.90.
Ma'am, no. We don't even know what the product is. We've never ordered it. So, but thank you. No.
Okay. Yes, sir. Give me just one moment, and I'll have that cancellation number.
Emily, can I ask you a question? Why we have two charges on our credit card, and one for your $85.90 and one for $94.90, but it has two different numbers for two different products?
I'm not sure, but both of those phone numbers will get you right back to this call center. So third-party call center. So we do,
Gotcha. But so you're saying you can see both the $85.90 and the $94.90?
Yes, sir. So you would not have to, like, call that other number to cancel that.
Perfect.
Okay. And that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Right.
98.
Okay.
7, E as in Edward.
Okay.
D as in dog.
Okay.
4, 8.
Okay.
F as in Frank.
Okay.
E as in Edward.
Okay.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
All right.
That was it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Let me repeat that back if you don't mind. So
sure.
It's C as in Charlie, 987, E as in Edward, D as in dog, 48, F as in Frank, E as in Edward, C as in Charlie.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay. And you're saying that's the cancellation?
Yes, sir. That's the cancellation number for both of the products.
Okay, so that's for, let me mark that down, for both products.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sorry, you pronounce your name Melina?
Yes.
Okay, so Melina, what address did they ship that to, supposedly? Do you have a shipping address on there?
Yes, sir. We have the 1803 Carlson Lane, Wheaton, Illinois, 6187 is the zip code.
Okay, all right. And then, so these charges, you can't issue me a credit because, like I say, we've never ordered nor received this stuff. So how do we go about getting a credit for those?
Give me just one moment. I'll be right back on the line. I need to speak to my supervisor.
All right.
Okay, so I am back on the line.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sir, there is a no refund policy, and I am unable to tamper with the charges now that you're out of the trial period and the account's been canceled. I do apologize, but we could send another free shipment of the product to the correct address.
No, please. We didn't order it. We never received it. So I don't know how this happened. So. We're just gonna go from here. So this authorization cancels both going forward. So we're not gonna ever see another charge on this.
That's correct. Yes, sir. No further charges. No more products being sent to you.
Okay. And what is the name of your company?
I work for a third party call center, and we house many different campaigns. The product that you ordered the Econolink skincare cream. Let me see the website. I can get that for you. Okay, so their website is Iconolink Skincare.com. Iconolink Skincare.com. And their email address is.
I don't need their email. I'm going to go up on their website and just see what it is. So let me go through it one more time. So it's Iconolink Skincare. Skincare.
Yes, sir.
.com. Okay. All right. Melina, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.